Dave, you wanna?
Sure.
Well, we'll do,
The first item for approval is the Knowles Liberty Estates. This is section 2, block B in Liberty Township. It's for 12 lots.
Second?
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jonathan?
Yes.
And the second item I have is for Ross Trail Subdivisions. It's in Ross Township, section 4, block B. It's just for 20 lots.
Move for approval.
Second?
Commissioner?
Yes.
Commissioner Ditson? Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jonathan?
Yes.
How's everything in the planning department?
Good.
That it? You got off easy.
Yeah.
Thanks, David.
Okay. I'm going to go into a public hearing for airport bond notes.
Okay, we do have a public notice. It's for purpose for consideration of approval of the issuance of general obligation airport facility bond notes in anticipation thereof in the amount presently estimated not to exceed $2.1 million. If such, let's see, these are refinancing notes are early issued to finance the cost of constructing a new terminal and to finance the acquisition of land and the construction of airport facilities. So that's what the public hearing is for. Anything else, Tim?
Is there anyone here who would like to address the commission during this public hearing? Anyone like to address the commission during this public hearing?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Ditson?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jonathan?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do we need, is there?
No, the resolution will be coming probably next meeting.
Okay, the second public hearing is stormwater management for 15.784 acres in Liberty Township. Is there anything on that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the amount here. Well, the assessment is for 15.784 acres for stormwater management in Liberty Township. And once the assessment is for $389.03, and once the subdivision is platted, the assessment should be evenly divided by the number of lots in the assessment.
Is there anyone here who would like to address the commission during this public hearing? Either pro or con. Anyone like to address commission during this public hearing?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Ditson?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And I do have a stormwater management system for 15.784 acres in Liberty Township.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Ditson?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next we'll have Nancy, our Butler County Treasurer. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here today. I wasn't sure how formal this would be, but it's kind of a small crowd. Anyway, you know Roger and Eileen and Lori, and I'm Nancy Nix, the treasurer. And what got us here was a couple weeks ago, we had been at the auditor's office for an open house, and it showed the after the second half collection, the delinquency rates were pretty alarming, but they've come back down to normal levels, but that's what inspired me to be here today. And I have a few statistics I'll go for you. Just an overview on Ohio foreclosures. You know it's a problem. It's in the papers all the time, and they're always reviewing the statistics. But you can see where it was below 20,000.
$100,000 in 1995, and we're up here around $80,000 now. So it's a real problem in Ohio. And just a few statistics, if we're talking about foreclosures from last year to this year, 05 to 06 collections, there's a 23.6% increase in foreclosures. And the filings grew double-digit rates in 68 out of 88 counties in Ohio. And filings grew 20% or more in 46 of 88 counties in Ohio. The problem has not peaked yet, as you know. In the next 18 months, these mortgages are going to be coming due, the adjustable rate mortgages. So there's going to be even a bigger problem in the next 18 months. $14 billion in mortgages will be resetting in the next 18 months. If you look at Butler County, for the largest counties in Ohio, Butler County's ninth of the 10 largest counties. And the way they look at it is how many foreclosures per person are, yes. So for like Cuyahoga County, for every 96 people, there's a foreclosure. In Butler County, for every 137 people, there's a foreclosure. So that's how their rating for Butler County is. Now, on the other hand, when you look at the 88 counties in Ohio, Butler County is 12th. So of the big counties, it's 9th, but of all counties, they're 12th. So it's still a problem. And as you know, problems with foreclosures for the individual, it's not just the emotional impact, but also the, you know, hurts their credit, they have to pay higher interest rates down the road, there's community impact when their homes are foreclosed upon as far as values, and also with people being able to support their local police, fire, and schools. So some more Butler County statistics. Quick. I don't know if you read the paper this morning, it kind of outlined my whole presentation. Anyway, $26 million is still due from the second half collections. And you can see the biggest areas are Hamilton with 21%, Middletown with 19%. But you also have to consider the biggest populations are in these three areas, Hamilton, Middletown, and Westchester. While Hamilton is 21.7% of delinquencies due, they're about 16.7% of the population. So you can see they're high.
What would that number generally be instead of 26.3 million? What would it on
a what do you think, Lori? I can bring that sheet down that you gave me, but a more normal would be like 6%. This is 11.
Generally, our delinquency rate is between 6 and 7%.
So more like 17, 18 million?
Since then, it's also just more people were paying late after second collection than they did a year ago. So that explains that part of it. But this just kind of gives you an idea. We didn't like take the population percentage and compare, just mainly looking at the bigger ones with Hamilton. Hamilton's high, Middletown's high, and Westchester's a little closer to what they should be according to their population. Heck. And this one, these other charts kind of show it a little more. I have copies of these if you're interested. Okay, for mortgage foreclosures, you know, they can be foreclosed on for mortgages or for taxes. You look at Middletown here, 25% of the total due is Middletown, where their population's about 14%, but they've got 25% of the total due on the mortgages. And then on county tax foreclosures, Middletown's about 25% again, Hamilton at 19%. So they're way high, you know, in proportion to their population.
foreclosures, delinquencies, is the predatory lending, as well as loss of income, job loss, and medical reasons. So what we're doing is working with the prosecutor's office. When I first came into office 3 months ago, within the first month, Lori was working on setting up a delinquent tax division, and Stan Adler in our office is now running that division. And what we're doing is working more closely with the prosecutor's office, being a little more aggressive on foreclosures, and we're still in talks with the prosecutor's office about how to streamline, become more efficient, not duplicate efforts within our offices. So that's all going very well. We're also working more closely with the auditor's office and the sheriff's office, just so we're not creating more problems, that we're becoming more accurate with our contracts. We're also promoting our contracts agreements with taxpayers who are delinquent so they can catch up and we don't end up having to foreclose upon them. We're trying to take a more humanistic approach instead of throwing people out of their homes. There are different ways other counties are doing, especially the counties that are having trouble, Cuyahoga, Franklin County. They are looking into, they do tax lien sales, but they also are looking into delinquent tax anticipation notes. So there are other approaches. We don't find a lot of support for that here right now. We think the way we have it structured is the correct way, and so we're still in talks with Dan Ferguson and Roger Gates about how to keep moving in the right direction. Also, the state of Ohio just released a task force report. Let me get those to you. This is the Ohio. I don't know if you've seen these. Foreclosure prevention.
No, I haven't.
Which outlines all kinds of ways to help statewide with the foreclosure problem in Ohio. We will be studying that. The report just came out in the last month, and we've not dove into it yet. We plan to as part of our community outreach, and that takes me to my next part. You read where Ann Mort is going to be working with our office. Do you all know Ann? All three of you? I figured you did. Anyway, I had sent you an email a while back about what we were going to be doing in the treasurer's office for these types of programs and these types of problems. And so this is just an update, a letter I wrote to each of you. With that email attached, updating you on Ann, her qualifications, and then the next page with the email is kind of a reiteration of all the different programs, Save Our Homes program, the Women in Money, the Rebuild Your Credit seminars. There's just a whole myriad of programs that we can do at such minimal cost, really, because they're already being done at the state. Richard Cordray, Treasurer of State, has offered to give us all information, materials we need to go out into the public and basically arm people with information. So that's my report. Thanks for having us in here today. Do you have any follow-up questions, or would you like us to supply you with any information that we don't have here currently?
I think everything we have is great. What sort of advice would you give to a homeowner who finds himself in a either delinquent tax or mortgage problem? Not to put their head in the sand and hope
right.
it goes away, but
right.
to contact your office and to
right.
ask for assistance.
Absolutely.
I find it better to face the problem straight on and look for some help and then to wait for that notice to
right.
come. That, hey.
And I think that's what a lot of times people do, is they just avoid the problem. But if you look at the task force report, that's the first thing they say. Encourage borrowers to get help early. And it would be the same way in our office. Approach us. We have a staff very willing to work with them, and we bend over backwards to work with them now. If we feel it's somebody really just taking advantage of the system, we're not going to, be so lenient. But
you have to look at the history of the property,
correct.
The history of the taxpayer.
Right. And we do work with them one-on-one. I mean, our staff is great about understanding their problems, and we don't find any benefit to throwing somebody out of their homes. So encourage them to get help early, work with our office, get set up on an agreement payment plan for you know, to pay their future taxes and the delinquent taxes. So just ask for help, basically. And we'll be putting out information about what people can do in that sort of instance.
Yeah, we want to let our citizens know that, you know, we understand the problems that they've faced, and, you know, the lending, you know, the carrot out there for the American dream, you know, is to get into a house, but not knowing all the different hidden costs or hidden pitfalls of having a 95% or 125% mm-hmm. loan can get you into. And, you know, we don't want that American dream to turn into a nightmare.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I think that you're taking the lead and letting people know about the that there is help available is commendable, and mm-hmm. we want to thank you for that.
Oh, thanks.
Good job, Nancy. Appreciate the approach of trying to help people rather than just slamming the door and
right
and insisting that they pay when this loan systems and so on have gotten them so deep. So that's a great approach, and I'm glad to hear that you're yeah. working with them. And also happy to hear about Ann Moore. Does she still have the radio station? She's doing that?
Not right now, I don't believe.
Program, I should say, the radio program.
Right. I haven't heard anything lately, so she must not be. She's really involved in a bunch of campaigns in Middletown right now. That's why we had to wait till next week.
I'm sure she'll be a tremendous asset.
She will. And she doesn't want to stay forever. I mean, it could be just a few months even, part-time, temporary. I wasn't sure how much time it would take, you know, just hiring someone and then being, you know, stuck if you didn't have enough for them to do. So well, it seemed like the better approach.
Whatever we can do to help in your programs.
Well, we will need your help with the Save Our Homes program. I mean, it would be great if some office holders could come. That's more of an event, and you'll hear more about that later, but we would like to call upon you to attend if you could.
And if we can utilize that program with the issuing the bonds for delinquent catch-up or whatever,
okay.
however that program works, that'd be something
right.
I'd be interested in looking in.
I would think that would be down the line. It's not done in Ohio. It's done in Michigan right now, and I know Jim Rakakis in Cuyahoga County is researching it, and Andy Bros is also speaking with a lawyer about something like that being done here.
I think we've got a couple areas that are getting real close to the point where that may be a useful tool. So I'd like to at least look at and get in a toolbox.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're doing a great job. I know what you're doing to help people save their homes. And I don't want to overlook the prosecutor's office because
oh yeah,
they work very, very diligently with you, I know, to,
mm-hmm.
you know, work those terms out and work those agreements out. And so both of you are doing a terrific job. So thank you very
well,
much.
Well, thanks, Don. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having us here this morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
Communications.
First, approved minutes from the last meeting. Approved travel and training and transfers and appropriations. Amended certificate of estimated resources dated September 27th. Reclassify CSCA legal secretary to clerk. Job and family services accept payroll. Amend resolution. Approved contract with Lifespan for functional family therapy. 4 child daycare contracts. Approved hire under children's services. 7 personnel actions under environmental services, approve encroachment agreement, request installment payment, approve 1-year extension of contract with PLG Utility Restoration, approve reimbursement to M&M Catering for annual meeting, a transfer instrument technician to wastewater 1 operator under the county engineer, execute contract with R.A. Miller Construction Company for curb replacement, cancel sidewalk performance bond for Port Union Distribution Center, cancel maintenance bond for Jesse Akers, approve agreement with CDS Associates for engineering services. Under miscellaneous, receive and refer bids for Board of Election Construction Phase 2 and accept and place on file list of care facility personnel actions.
What was the last one on the Board of Elections?
Just to receive those bids, and I pulled the last, very last one to award.
I move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. President, if I may, on behalf of the commission, I'd like to present a resolution today for directing our Children's Service director to adopt a screening standard that's more restrictive than the state standard, and the fact that we're a mother test positive for substance abuse at birth of a child. The state standard is if the child doesn't test positive of the drug, then they really don't have a lot of follow-up ordered. Where I think that the standard that we want to set is where we do have follow-up, even though the child doesn't test positive at birth. The indicators are that where the substance abuse is a factor, that approximately 3 out of 4 cases where children are abused and neglected because of the situation. So I don't know why the state standard is such that they do not screen when it's the child doesn't test positive, but we want to set the standard that we do follow up because to make sure that the child is in a safe environment. So I did read the entire whereases on the commission resolution, but that is the gist of it. So we'll pass the resolution. Recommend we pass the resolution.
Second.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to echo. I think this is a great idea because when you think of for a mother testing positive, that means, and I'm not sure how long drugs stay in a system, but I've heard 30 days to 60 days. That would mean that the mother in the 7th or 8th month of pregnancy took drugs that would, so the thought process wasn't very good as thinking about the welfare of the child, which if the child were 2 months old or a month old and the mother was tested positive for drugs, we'd do something immediately about the child's welfare. So I think this is a logical step. And I really don't understand either, Chuck, why the state doesn't look at that. So I think this was a very good idea.
Kind of falls in line also with the 5-year federal grant that we just received, the $2.5 million grant, where that they can enable the county to assist those dependent upon drugs and alcohol to break the chains of such dependency. So not only will they be watching the child for its safety, but also try to break that cycle and give treatment instead of punitive measures for the mother who's on the substance of abuse or alcohol. Well, I think it's a positive thing, and we really need to.
That's a great idea, and I want to thank you for taking time, Commissioner Furman, to bring this out and get it on the record. So thank you.
I'll maybe helpful just to read the last couple paragraphs. Be it therefore resolved that the Butler County Commissioners hereby direct the Child Service Agency to adopt a screening standard more restrictive than the state standard and conduct an assessment of all children born of mothers who test positive for a substance abuse at birth, and that the Children's Service Agency communicate to the community that services are available to assist those who are drug dependent, and that priority be given to providing such services to expectant mothers and mothers of infants and toddlers. And be it resolved that a copy of this resolution be communicated to the director of the Butler County Children's Service Agency and also be sent to the State Department of Job and Family Services with a recommendation that the state of Ohio modify the state guidelines to reflect the policy of Butler County and therefore conduct an assessment of every child born to a mother who tests positive for an illegal substance when giving birth. So it's been moved and seconded. Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I have nothing further.
Yeah, there's a work session upstairs right now for Children's Services.
Yes, we can get up there.
So we're in recess until the work session.